This is America in Space, a weekly news and information program on current events dealing with the space industry.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Dawn Meyer, Space Coast News Editor. Do you remember the Apollo moon buggy that the astronauts drove around on the moon for Apollos 15, 16, and 17 back in 1971 and 72? Now NASA is looking for the next generation of Lunar Terrain Vehicle, or LTV. Recently, they selected three private teams led by the companies Intuitive Machines, Lunar Outpost, and Venturi Astrolab to develop their versions of the LTV rover that Artemis astronauts will drive around on the moon's surface beginning in 2030. NASA will buy the rover services this time, not the actual LTVs themselves. The selected team or teams will be responsible not only for building their rover, but also getting it to the moon's south pole region. Astronaut Chris Hadfield tells us a bit about the need for a lunar vehicle and a little bit about the LTV that Astrolabs is creating.
As an astronaut, I've trained for years and years, and one thing we learned at the analog training sites is that mobility is everything. Once you get there, you've got to be able to move things around. During Apollo, after a while, they realized and they brought a rover because they needed a rover. And as we start to settle the moon, that's only going to become more necessary. So vehicles like that one are absolutely necessary to successfully start settling the moon. As we transition from the Apollo era, which was sort of pure exploration, to now where people are going to start living for longer and longer times on the moon and actually start permanently settling there, you also need to transition the equipment that keeps you alive and that enables the activities. And, you know, the habitats have to change, how we generate power, the type of work and research we're going to do there. But all of that is going to count absolutely on mobility and being able to get from one place to another. It's going to become just one more place that people live, and we're going to need roads and paths and a way to move around. And that's where we are in history right now. You need something that is purpose designed to be able to succeed there. You'd get a group of people together of really deep experience in a lot of different other space applications and sort of take all those ideas, coalesce them, and come up with the best solution you possibly can. And to have had a chance to drive that rover over my shoulder to see the potential of that design, and it immediately appears in my mind's eye, this something that looks a lot like this is going to be helping people out as we start to live on the moon and eventually Mars.
What are the requirements for the new LTV itself? They are similar to the Apollo moon buggy. It will be an unpressurized vehicle, meaning that astronauts will have to wear their spacesuits and have a minimum two-person capacity. Unlike the moon buggy, the new LTV will be able to move around without anybody in the driver's seat. The LTV will support phases driven by astronauts and phases as an uncrewed mobile science exploration platform, similar to NASA's Curiosity and Perseverance Mars rovers. This will enable continued performance of science even when crews are not present on the lunar surface. NASA wants to have an LTV on the moon prior to the arrival of the Artemis V crew in 2030, but if it's ready before that, so much the better. Laura Kearney, manager of the Extravehicular Activity and Human Service Mobility Program at JSC, said, "If we can get it earlier, we'll take it." Thank you for joining me, and thank you for listening from your home or where you work. Listen each Tuesday for This Week in Space with John Gomez. And join me every Friday for America in Space. From the Florida Space Coast, I'm Dawn Meyer, Space Coast News Editor for About Space Today.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share our program with your family and friends and follow us on Facebook. Join us each week for news and information on America in Space.